From the reading for this day, Romans 7, verses 24 and 25. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you, as I, have trouble with your is's and your ought to be's? That is, when you read in the scriptures, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and of his apostles that describe the kind of life that is to the glory of God, that is a witness to the world around concerning to whom we belong. Do you have a painful awareness that between what you are and what you ought to be, there's a great gulf fixed, and that to pass from here to there, you cannot. Should you become complacent and believe that that gulf between the is and the ought to be is narrow enough to leap across, the non-Christian world will quickly remind you of how deep that gulf is and how broad. For example, there's a gentleman in my neighborhood who seems to take pleasure in talking about the gulf between what Christians profess to be and what they are. He describes himself as a rational man, which he equates with being an atheist. And if someone should cut him off on the highway, he quickly says, "Did you see what that Christian did?" Or if he sees a car parked straddling a yellow line and taking up two places while he is desperately seeking a parking place, he'll say, "Some Christian again." Well, you and I would never do things like that, be so inconsiderate, or hold such prejudices. But that gulf is there, nevertheless, and it's a broad gulf. For example, Jesus said to his followers that they should not be anxious about the morrow. Does that describe you pretty well? No anxious thoughts with galloping inflation, with that unknown hanging over you called impending vicarage, or all the blood, sweat, and tears you know you're going to shed before you can put those esoteric initials behind your name, MDiv. No anxious thoughts? Or look how St. Paul describes the Christian ideal. He says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Does that describe you? Never envious, never hateful, never angry, covetous, deceitful. It's all enough already. We know that the gulf is there between what we are and what we ought to be. And if there's any doubt in any of our minds, are you really sure you belong here? I mean, we're sinners here. You ought to be forewarned. But surprisingly, we're in good company. I'm sure that we would not call the Apostle Paul less than good company. Yet few were as painfully aware of the gulf between what he was and what he ought to be as Paul. Now, if good intentions counted for anything, Paul would have been able to boast. "To will is present with me," he said, and I'm sure it was. "I delight in the law of God," and I'm sure he did. But in despair, he confessed the gulf. He says, "O wretched man that I am." He saw himself by his daily actions alienating himself from God to the degree that he calls it death. But then he turns his attention away from the chasm between what he was and what he ought to be to a bridge that has been built across that chasm. Not a bridge from where he was to where he ought to be, but a bridge that was built from where he ought to where he was. And he gives the authority for this knowledge in simple words. He says, I thank God. And then he tells how it was accomplished through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because it's to this kind of world where is's aren't what they ought to be that Jesus came. And he came to upset the kind of bridge that man contrived to build to God on piers of good intention. And he made the bridge his cross and his own body on the cross, reaching to man. Paul saw that Jesus did not only die for man, but he saw that man, that he himself died in Jesus Christ. And as a result, the is-ought tension was dissolved by God's grace.